Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At $1 billion, Lee, it's already the largest fraud in American history.
And some of the Trump administration is saying it's worse than that.
Yes, Garrett Tenney on Fox News this weekend breaking the fraud may be as high as $8 billion out of Minnesota. That would be $93,000 per Somali immigrant, just so we're clear. It's at $10,000 now. And a lot of these immigrants were collecting on this fraud. Not just the ones who were, convicted. For instance, the autism scam. A lot of people don't realize, yes, somebody was convicted in that, but they were fraudulently signing up Somali kids, presenting fake autism diagnoses. And then the families per kid who went along with this got $500 to $1,500 per month per kid cash. So the immigrant community very much was involved with this. Now, when you look at this, you're starting to realize they're using this billion-dollar fund, okay, this billion-dollar number. I played the Garrett Tenney audio on the other side. They're saying it could go as high as $8 billion total, not $1 billion total. Dr. Oz over the weekend, because, you know, he's over Medicare and Medicaid centers, right? That's what he does for Trump. He's saying, no. The Medicaid fraud alone is $1 billion. So the billion-dollar figure's been applied to the Medicaid fraud, the meals fraud, and there was a third program that defrauded the federal government. He's saying, no. Just the Medicaid fraud is $1 billion.
It's true. A Somali fraud ring in Minnesota stole over $1 billion from Medicaid. How did this happen? Well, Medicaid programs are run by the states, which in Minnesota means the Tim Walz administration. Governor Walz and the state's other Democrats rely on Somali votes to get elected. So they decided to look the other way because they were afraid of, quote unquote, political backlash. Don't take my word for it. That's what a Somali-American fraud investigator told the New York Times. When these scammers realized that nobody was guarding the cash register, they went gangbusters. One program designed to provide housing stabilization assistance to patients ballooned to $104 million, when 4 years ago it was projected to cost only $2.6 million. Some of these taxpayer funds may have even ended up in the hands of a Somalian terrorist group. Scary stuff. When CMS became aware of the housing program situation, Minnesota insisted it could clean up its own mess. A few months ago, it admitted it could not. So we stepped in to shut down the fraud-infested housing initiative.
Okay, so what he said, what Oz said over the weekend was, if the Trump administration's given them a plan to clean up the fraud, if they do not complete it in 60 days, all Medicaid payments will stop because the system is simply so fraudulent you can't put more money into it. Now listen to this, okay? So just the Medicaid part is $1 billion. That doesn't even count the other two programs that convictions have come in, right? So definitely we're going to a few more billion. Now, Oz says, listen to this, there's 12 more Minnesota programs, Lee, that are riddled with fraud. 12 more.
The Dirty Dozen.
Yes.
Today, we're taking action on more than a dozen other programs, which I've outlined in the post below. Our message to Walsh is clear. Either fix this in 60 days or start looking under your couch for spare change because we are done footing the bill for your incompetence.
That's a good one. Oh, boy.
But, what is going on here? Ultimately, this is a dual justice situation.
Yes, it is.
When faced with in-your-face fraud, not according to me, but according to the New York Times, I read it to you in the last segment, Democrats could not move themselves to say, no, you cannot defraud the American people. So what are we looking at? If you are of the right political group, you can break the law.
Right.
If you are of the wrong political group, think Donald Trump, you will face 700 years in prison on trumped up charges. Yeah. This is how their politicized court systems work. And so they are powerless in the face of fraud. You cannot accuse a person who is brown and an immigrant of fraud. But are they committing fraud? Yes, but it doesn't matter. They cannot do it in their, it's a cult at this point. It's a cult.
It is.
I don't know what else to call it. It's not recognizably American. I don't know what this is.
Yeah.
Stephen Miller went wild over the weekend, as you can imagine, lost his mind.
That's putting it lightly.
Yeah, and Trump's deputy chief of staff, who I love.
Yes.
He said, listen, this is already the largest fraud in American history. We are moving into largest fraud in human history territory here.
With all the scams, with pretending that children have autism who are not in fact autistic, with pretending to enroll people in food programs when in fact nobody was ever enrolled, and engaging in massive fraud, lying, and theft and grift on a scale we've never seen before in American history. The total bill, the total tab for this is going to be far beyond the numbers we've already seen reported. We believe the state government is fully complicit in this scheme. And we believe that what we are going to uncover is going to shock the American people. Look, based on the records that we already have, and this is a significant undercount, by the way, 75% of the Somali population in Minnesota is on welfare. But that's likely a significant undercount of just how much of a financial burden the Somali refugee population is imposing
on this country.
So understand, when he says 75%, he's not just saying that's not people for being on welfare. What he's saying is, look, that includes the Somali immigrants who were defrauding the American people by claiming their kids had autism and collecting $500 to $1,500 per kid per month in cash. So
I could sure use some of that.
I could too. I swear. I mean, it's just incredible. So Ilhan Omar is asked about Stephen Miller saying that. Here's her response. She's the Democrat congresswoman who oversees this. She's also a Somali immigrant.
I mean, when I think about Stephen Miller and his white supremacist rhetoric, it reminds me of the way the Nazis described Jewish people in Germany.
Okay.
There you go.
Stephen Miller is Jewish. So is his wife, so are his children. So anyway, yeah. But do you notice here that what that tells you, she doesn't have a response to that.
There is no response.
She doesn't. But they did ask her, okay, like, you know, the money that went to Al-Shabaab, the Al-Qaeda terror group in Somalia that got siphoned off. Like, well, whose fault is that exactly? Well, the answer is Ilhan Omar's, because she literally sponsored the legislation to get rid of site visits, any documentation of the money going out, all of it. That was her bill that she sponsored. Okay, so the answer is Ilhan Omar. That's
federal funding without guardrails is what it was.
Yes. But she's asked, hey, Al-Shabaab got this money, this Al-Qaeda terror group. Whose fault is that? Listen to this.
Minnesota Congresswoman Ilhan Omar responding to her state's massive welfare fraud scandal, pinning the blame not on the criminals, but those working to protect the American people.
If there was a linkage in that the money that they had stolen going to terrorism, then that is a failure of the FBI and our court system in not figuring that out and basically charging them.
So the FBI is responsible for a piece of legislation that they didn't investigate.
Right. When you're the one, again, who got, and by the way, I'm ashamed to admit it had bipartisan support. It's hers that said, hey, we got to shove this money out faster during the pandemic. So we're just going to get rid of all kinds of checks, all sort of verification. And nobody's going to do this. Well, that's why the money went to Al-Shabaab.
Right.
So what she's saying is, hey, listen, we robbed you blind. You didn't catch it. That's on you.
Exactly. Exactly. Boy, what arrogance.
Can you imagine a Republican seeing this?
They would never get away with that.
Oh, my gosh.
Never get away with
that. Never end.
Be driven out of office probably before the end of the week.
And keep in mind, Trump was facing 700 years in prison the rest of his life for nothing. Literally nothing. But this, no big deal. Now, why do you hear this coming up? It's spreading to Maine. Democrats there and Somalis there were committing the same crime. And your mind is going to be blown.
Funny how all these Somalis, immigrants, are winding up in all these Democrat-run states.
Right.
Gee, that's funny.
Yeah, you want to know what's funnier?
I'm sure it's a coincidence.
If you're a Somali warlord and you want to run for president, which requires having a militia, like an armed, like your own army.
You mean in Somalia, not
in
here.
Somalia, yeah, okay. Not here. Right. Yet.
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 Yes,
okay.
Until they change the constitution.
Right, sure. Yeah, yet. But who knows? I mean, these are Democrat states. Anything is possible.
Exactly.
So if you are a Somali warlord and you need money to build your own army, what do? Well, you find a Democrat state, move there, and defraud the state.
There you go.
What I'm about to tell you is going to blow your mind. It's the next breaking scandal coming up. When Stephen Miller said this is going to shock the minds of the American people, it is. But here, listen, I don't want this to get people upset or make them mad. Here's the thing. If Donald Trump hadn't won, we would know nothing about this. The American people would be robbed blind until there just was no more of the Republic. The fact that we're finding this, yes, it's infuriating, but we can shut it down. That's what winning looks like.
Oh, and listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original. Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Insane. Has the fraud gotten under Democrats? This insane. Say, you're a Somali warlord. Kind of hard to be a warlord without an army, right? So what do you do? The answer's obvious. You would have heard how all your friends in Minnesota were getting rich. You'd have looked at your Al-Shabaab, it's an Al-Qaeda affiliate in Somalia, your Al-Shabaab buddies, and look, they're doing great, getting tens of millions of dollars at the Democrats and the Somali immigrants, and you go, I need an army. Where can I go? But since Al-Qaeda, i.e. Al-Shabaab, already had to lock on Minnesota and was robbing a place blind, we're thinking, folks, over the weekend, they're thinking that the fraud there will go to $8 billion, or $93,000 an immigrant, however you're counting, in Minnesota. You need to find your own Democrat state to use to rip off federal taxpayers. And understand, folks, this money you're thinking, oh, it's $8 billion from Minnesota. No. The signups for these programs are in Minnesota. This was your money. And as the New York Times admitted, not me, them, take it up with them, Democrats turned their heads, Tim Walz turned his head and let them rob Americans blind because they needed their votes. It's a remarkable admission for the New York Times. They almost never tell the truth, the New York Times. They quote the lawyer. I'm still not over this from last week. They quote the lawyer for the Somali fraudsters who have been convicted, a guy whose last name is Pacquia, P-A-C-Y-G-A. And he says, Mr. Pacquia, who represented other defendants in the fraud cases, said that some involved became convinced that state agencies were tolerating, if not tacitly allowing, the fraud. In other words, they thought it was good. Well, word spreads. So now people are looking for other Democrat states to use to defraud American taxpayers because it's a Democrat way, apparently. And so this poor Somali warlord, what an inspiring American story, said, you know what? I'm going to try Maine. That's a Democrat state. It'll probably work for me. And he did. What a beautiful story. What a great immigrant story. A man from Somalia comes to America to pursue his dream of being a warlord in Somalia, for which you need your own army. Started a nonprofit and opened, wait for the punchline, a multi-million dollar migrant care service agency with the help of who? Democrat Maine Governor Janet Mills, of course. And he began getting over $5 million a year from American taxpayers, given no-bid contracts by Maine Democrat Governor Janet Mills. She needs to be investigated. And then used it to build his military in Somalia. How inspiring. Do you have a dream like that? One day you want your own military in Somalia to hit people over the head and put you in power? Well, come to America. Well, not America. Democrat America, sorry. There's regular America. That won't work. Quote, this guy is running a migrant services agency that bills Maine care. Oh, there we go again. Medicaid, which is what we call Medicaid, over $5 million a year. He said he raised money in the U.S. to buy weapons, munitions, supplies for paramilitary force. He had hoped to lead as president of Jubaland. Jubaland is a hellhole somewhere in Somalia, whatever. But it was important to him to rule it. This is Stephen Robinson. He is a journalist in Maine. Maine Wire, talking about this fraud, which is going viral online today.
You really can't make this stuff up. I mean, the guy's running a migrant services agency that bills Maine Care, which is what we call Medicaid, about $5 million a year, at the same time that he's running for president. And to be clear,
in Somalia,
he's running to be the warlord of Jubaland. Elections in Jubaland aren't exactly like elections in America. It's, you know, whoever has the most guns is able to certify the election. So he needed to buy a paramilitary organization and paramilitary support in order to win that election. And he lost it. But at the very same time that he was in Jubaland and Kenya trying to become a warlord in southern Somalia, he was getting no-bid contracts from the administration of Governor Janet Mills, a Democrat who has been in cahoots with Gateway Community Services from the very beginning. So if there's one thing that I would implore your listeners to understand, it's in Minnesota and in Maine, it's not just the Somali diaspora that has come over here and decided to engage in this criminal behavior. It's an industrial complex with the Democratic Party that enables and turns a blind eye to this behavior because they benefit from it through political support.
Yeah. So, in fact, Democrats know this is going on. And, you know, this answers the question, because I've been doing a lot of math on the show, and we've been asking the question for a long time. If you double federal spending in just 4 years, which we did, where's the money going? I mean, that is an ungodly amount of money. You're talking about $7 trillion. That's an ungodly amount of money to even try to spend. Where is it going? I mean, you know, Republicans don't know. They just approve it, you know, continuing resolutions. I don't even know. Well, here's where it's going. Folks, this is what happens when Republicans continue to pass Nancy Pelosi's budget again and again and again, rather than doing the appropriations bills that Mike Johnson promised. Because continuing resolutions and up or down vote, it just continues it, but adds more money on the top, right? You don't know what the hell is going on with the money. And remember when Mike Johnson won, and this is why I don't support him, he promised we could have appropriations bills. We could go through line by line by line and actually see where the money is going, but he won't do it. And he's lying again. He's saying, well, we just need to pass Nancy Pelosi's budget, Joe Biden's budget one more time. By the way, he's been passing Nancy Pelosi and Joe Biden's budget since 2023, but just with increases. Do you realize, this is incredible. Do you remember during COVID when we printed the money to pay everyone to stay home for no reason? It turned out, but we did. I mean, it's like individual businesses were getting $30,000, all this shit. Do you know that we spend that money every year? We've never stopped spending it, because if you stop spending it, we'll have economic collapse. Yeah, but nobody's getting checks anymore to stay home. Businesses aren't, people aren't. So where's the money going? I was like, that is an ungodly amount of money. It's got to go somewhere. It's a big slug of it, right? Well, Jubaland. We're buying militias. We're sponsoring Al-Shabaab, Al-Qaeda terrorists. I mean, it is crazy. And it would have, it would have to be on that level. I mean, $8 billion, with a B, billion dollars worth of fraud just out of Minnesota. You would have to have fraud on that level just to spend what we spend. Just to have it go somewhere with that amount of money. Eight. Folks, Stephen Miller again over the weekend, Fox News breaking, they think it'll go up to $8 billion just in the Somali fraud over the weekend. Okay, so think about this for a minute. $8 billion. Just out of Minnesota, just in Somali fraud. What is the total? Where did it go? And folks, remember, you're thinking, well, how is this possible? But remember when Doge first showed up at the Treasury, and Scott Bessent's literally there, he's been confirmed, he's the Treasury Secretary. He's standing there and he's saying to them in the Treasury, which disperses most of the checks here, it's mostly transfers into bank accounts. Okay, cool, give us the passwords. Literally, give us a password. We want our login. I've got Doge here. And remember, the guys would not turn over the passwords. It was a physical fight. They finally, remember, found a guy several levels down in management who would give them the passwords, because otherwise Doge was going to have to break in. And remember what they found. 22% of payments were going to no one nowhere. In other words, just no name on the account. There's no program attached. It's just transferring. Well, this is the other end of that. But you know what? The good news is we got 3 years left. That's an awful long time to hide this stuff. We're going to get this stuff and we're going to stop it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Over the weekend, our media, conservative media, and the FBI went about covering up the crimes of the FBI in covering up the crimes of the pipe bomber. I saw this too, and the narrative was disturbing. And it's a lie. Fox News told the lie, most especially. See, the reason the FBI could not catch the pipe bomber was because incompetence. In fact, a Fox News chyron attributed to incompetence. Old Joe was trying so hard to find the pipe bomber. Oh, they tried so hard. But Cash Patel and Dan Bongino were just more competent. It's a lie, and I don't know why we protect them like this, but we've got a problem. What it actually was obstruction of justice. That's a crime. And there's about a month left on the statute of limitations to get the FBI agents, maybe even the leadership that did this. We can try them on this if we stop pretending, but we're running out of time. What am I talking about? Well, when the Republicans in Congress hauled FBI leadership before them and said, "How have you not caught the pipe bomber?" They lied. They said, "Oh, well, you know, we got to phone data, to cell phone data. Yeah, his cell phone data is in there, but it's all corrupted." From all three cell phone providers? Seems unlikely. Yep, all three cell phone providers. So sad, we can't read it. Well, we give up. So remember, Jim Jordan and Matt Gaetz, members of Congress, went to the cell phone providers, all three, and they're like, "Was the data corrupted? There a problem here?" "No, no, it's fine. It's fine. You want some? You want it? There's nothing wrong with the data. Problem is that the FBI special agent in charge over DC said that under oath. That's kind of a felony when you lie to Congress. We can still get him and whoever did this." Even worse, the video they released was tampered with to make it very hard to do gate analysis of the pipe bomber, to make it very hard to identify the pipe bomber. Who did that? I don't know. But Mike Benz, who's kind of a legend on X, he is a former former State Department guy, headed up a desk at the State Department, was saying, we have to stop lying for them and saying that this covering for these FBI agents, these FBI leaders, saying that this was incompetence, and we have about a month left on the statute of limitations here. We've got to get these guys.
What little I checked in on Twitter today, I was frustrated that one of the early evolving narratives here is FBI incompetence under the Biden administration. There's no f***ing way it's incompetence. It was an open cover-up. They gave us fake doctored footage, and they hid the evidence. And they pulled people off the case. That is not incompetence. That was competence at corruption. But what you have here is obstruction. What you have here is a crime. You have federal law enforcement officers
obstructing justice by destroying an investigation of criminal wrongdoing. We should not be talking about this as though the FBI was incompetent this whole time. We should be talking about this like the FBI committed a f-ing crime of obstructing justice.
Yes, it did.
And the FBI agents who are a part of this should not be disciplined for incompetence. They should be prosecuted for obstruction.
We got about a month left on the statute of limitations. He continued.
The mirror here is not Cash and Dan's competence to Biden's incompetence. It's Cash and Dan's competence to Biden's corruption and obstruction and cover up. I don't like this emerging dichotomy of this FBI is so much more competent than the last one. No. They were competent at very different things. Our FBI was competent at cracking the case. Theirs was competent at corrupting it and obstructing it to kill it and cover it up. One is law enforcement. The other one is law breaking.
Watch this. We're going to watch this over next month. Okay, because I got a month to get in court with this. Watch this. They won't do a thing. I bet you. They'll pretend it was an oopsie doopsie. Cash Patel will, Dan Bongino will, Pam Bonney. They won't do a thing. And they're going to let these agents off the hook and they're going to leave them there. When, as Mike Benz explains, it would, look, there's chain of custody here. It would be very easy to indict these FBI agents for obstruction of justice.
What was the name of the FBI agent or agents who physically seized the security cameras from the DNC building the day of the incident? Those names will be in a file.
Yep.
Chain of custody with the evidence.
Uh-huh.
Mandatory under law. What did those federal law enforcement officers do with those physical security tapes? Were the originals then picked up and handed off to a third-party contractor for digital processing? Did it get corrupted at processing? Or did it get corrupted in-house at the FBI? Hey, Republican-controlled House of Representatives, Republican-controlled Senate, Republican Department of Justice, get the chain of custody and interrogate every single officer who touched it along those links. We don't even know. 5 years later, we don't even know if it was handed off to third-party contractors for digital processing. And that's where the corruption happened.
Yep. You can do the same chain of custody thing with the cell phone numbers, which were not corrupted. So what you do, what agents went to the cell phone companies to pick up the data that they then later lied to Congress and said, oh, it's corrupted. We can't catch the pipe bomber. Did it ever actually get corrupted? Was it corrupted inside the FBI? Did lower ranking agents lie to higher ranking agents? Was it ever corrupted? Get me the emails, all of them. I want to find out, did they collude on government time to lie to Congress? Ooh, that's a crime. Who came up with that? Who came up with the idea to tell everybody this in Congress? Who hatched the lie? See, we could do all this if we wanted to, if we would stop pretending. And this is going to be the tell with Cash Patel and Bongino and Bondi over the next month. Are they going to continue to cover for the crimes of the FBI and the DOJ or the Biden era and pretend they simply didn't happen? Are they going to put a stop to this? Because if they don't, Katie barred the door. You're going to get hoax after hoax after hoax coming from inside the FBI, just like under Biden. They are watching you. So this will be a litmus test. However it happened, Cash Patel and Dan Bongino have already lied to you about the Trump assassin and lied bigly when they said there was no there there. Now, that could have been because their agents lied to them and they don't actually know what's going on in their own agency, which is probably the case. When they said there's no there there. Now, we know everything. We told you everything about Thomas Crooks. No, you didn't. He was a hardcore leftist. He had a very long internet history. It was hidden by the FBI, who, again, in that case, perjured themselves before Congress lying about Thomas Crooks. And then Bongino and Patel lied, too. And then they had to read, we had to read the truth in the pages of the New York Post, brought to us by reporter Miranda Devine, not by Cash and Bongino. They then went after Miranda Devine, put out this nasty little, I don't know, refutation of her reporting, at least in the headline. But then you go into the body of it and they're admitting, well, yeah, she's kind of right about everything. We never got an explanation from that. So y'all got it really wrong because you were, what, lying and covering for Christopher Wray? Or because you got lied to by your own agents? You got had. You really are in over your head. It's one of the two. And it's happening again. Over the weekend, to his credit and to Bongino's credit, they solved this quickly. They deserve credit for that. But if you're going to tell us, blow smoke up our wazoos, that it's because you're more competent, no. No, you're not. No. I mean, they are more competent, but no. No, it's because the previous FBI committed crimes to cover up, under Biden's leadership, to cover up the identity of the pipe bomber. And we can very easily find out who committed those crimes at the FBI if there is the political will to do it on behalf of Bongino and Patel and ultimately Blondie.
They said the one reason they couldn't find this guy, you know, everybody else they got from cell phone pings. They subpoenaed, the FBI subpoenaed AT&T and Sprint and everyone. So they got all the pings in the area, and then they just arrested everyone who was in the ping perimeter. But we couldn't do it with January 6th pipe bomber, they said, because the cell data was corrupted. And then finally, when Republicans took back the House and Jim Jordan got on this, and these cell carriers, late in the game, like 2024, got back to the Republican-controlled House of Representatives and said, actually, the FBI is either lying or something happened to the tapes after we gave it to them. Because when we gave the data to the FBI, it wasn't corrupted.
Yep.
So either the FBI deliberately corrupted the cell data or accidentally did. So here's a $1 million question. If you want to know who should be arrested for obstructing justice.
I do.
In the January 6th pipe bomb investigation.
Mm-hmm.
What was the name of the FBI agent coordinating with the cell phone carriers?
Yep.
For the cell phone data? What was his or her name? My name is Mike Benz. Who was the agent or agents who were on the emails with the cell phone carriers? Who executed the subpoenas? Who received the cell phone data? And at what point did it get corrupted? Did the FBI lie? Did they perjure themselves in saying it was corrupted? Was it ever corrupted? Did they lie because they thought Trump would never win? So we'd never know. But there's a hard record there. And if there's not a hard record, there's a...
Bongino, Patel, and PM Bondi have a month before the statute of limitations wears off. So watch what they do. Will they cover up the crimes of the previous administration? Will they keep these agents on the payroll or not? That is going to tell you a lot. We're going to keep our eagle eye on it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original. Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.